Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name is Craig Booker. The title of this episode is There It Is Again. The material in this episode is inspired by Reset by Deborah Falada. I will talk a lot about mental health, but please note that this is not a substitute for therapy or mental health care. Our brains love patterns. I've said it before, and this week we'll revisit the idea in this episode. Our brains love patterns. You probably experienced this somehow, but have yet to make the connection. You discover a new song, a car, a phrase, a new idea, and over the next few days or weeks, you begin to see and hear this thing everywhere. And as much as we'd like to think that this has something to do with us, it doesn't. This item, this car, this phrase, or this song has less to do with the object and more to do with our attention. This is a concept better known as frequency bias or the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. So what is frequency bias? Psychology Today says it's a cognitive bias in which someone learns a novel word or concept and then suddenly encounters it everywhere. Whereas, in fact, it is just more salient because it has been recently observed. When we pay special attention to a specific car, a song, a concept, our brains are primed to spot it later. If we study up or read on a new concept, we will begin to see examples of this new concept in our daily lives. Looking for patterns. What if we took this same idea and applied it to our thoughts? What if you began to see and become aware of your thought patterns? If we are trying to get to the root of the problem, we must learn to recognize unhealthy patterns of thoughts that lead to behaviors. As we begin to recognize these patterns, we can work on changing our default behavior. Last week, we began writing down our negative thoughts that occurred in a 24-hour period. In this episode, we'll take a closer look at those notes. As you look over them, do you see any patterns emerging? If we want to change these patterns of behavior, we first need to be able to recognize them. That is step one. Completing exercises that allow us to see and recognize our patterns will take time and effort. If you're willing to do the work, this will help you see themes and begin connecting the dots. Connecting the dots. Our brains are constantly trying to make sense of circumstances and the world around us. Sometimes the brain makes incorrect assumptions based on the information at hand. These assumptions are stored in memory and we take action upon them. The question I bet you're asking is what happens if our assumptions are wrong? For many people, unhealthy seeds begin to take root. The more that we reinforce or water these unhealthy assumptions, the stronger they grow. The longer these ideas are reinforced, the more intentional effort it will take to change them. Verse for reflection. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things."
That's all for this episode.
If you would like to receive updates about future episodes of Overflow, head over to overflow.community/subscribe. Remember, no one should face anxiety or depression alone. Join a growing community learning about brain health and following Jesus. For more information, head over to overflow.community/connect.